My world famous sex advice. I think sex is great. I love it, and I'm here to say I'm good at it. Here is my world famous sex advice. Please follow it to the letter and don't challenge me on any of it. Note that all of this advice is meant for older people, strictly 80 plus. This advice works for both straight and gay couples, but you'll have to do your own work with switching the pronouns. All sex, in this instance and in every instance, should be between consenting adults. Thank you in advance. Ladies, listen up. Try not to fake it. I know you're tired slash nervous slash eager to please slash unsure of how to get there, but just remember to allow yourself real pleasure and not worry about how long it takes. If it makes you feel better, set a time frame. Say to your partner, I think you're going to have to work on me for close to 45 minutes, and then we can see how it's going and regroup. God punished us with the gift of being able to fake it. Show God who the real boss is by getting off and getting yours. That being said, stop being so goal-oriented when it comes to sex. You might not make it to the finish line every time. Don't worry about it. Each part of the journey can be great. Keep your virginity for as long as you can, until it starts to feel weird to you, and then just get it over with. But try not to have your first time be in a car. Don't have sex with people you do not want to have sex with. Remember that no matter how old you are, every time you see that person, the first thing you will think of is, I had sex with you. Don't get undressed and start pointing out your flaws or apologizing for things you think are wrong with your body. Men don't notice or care. They're about to get laid. They're so psyched. Men are very visual, so if you don't want them to look at your stomach, just put fake mustaches on your breasts to distract them. Get better at dirty talk. Act like a bossy lady ordering at a deli. I want the ham on rye, and make sure you toast it. If your guy is bad at dirty talk, tell him to shut up. He might like that. And if you don't like dirty talk, don't worry about it. I mean, it's pretty hot if done well, but it may not be up your alley. Also, try to not stick things up your alley. Don't let your kids sleep in your bed. You have to have sex with your husband occasionally, even though you're exhausted. Sorry. Don't make fun of men. Don't be mean to them or hurt their feelings. Try not to crush their dreams or their balls. Stay away from pics and videos. They last forever, and you don't want a snooping babysitter, me, to find them. And finally, laugh a lot and try new things with someone you love. Okay, gentlemen, rules for you. Eyes up here, please. We don't need it to last as long as you think. Hurry up. We are so tired. We don't want to remember your penis. We want to remember everything else, but hopefully your penis is just a wonderful blur of goodness. If your penis is too big or too small or goes to the side or has a weird thing, we will remember it. And if you have something very weird, tell us right away so we aren't wondering if you know. And then we can laugh and get back to doing it. You can't fall asleep right after. You have to stay awake for at least a few minutes. Remember, if you fall asleep, we will stare at you and evaluate you. This is a very vulnerable time when we may decide we don't want to have sex with you again. Keep it sexy. Don't believe what you see in movies. It really isn't cute when you stick out your gut. Cool it on the porn and jerking off. We think porn is great, and so is jerking off, but if we are going to have sex, it may cause some problems. If you depend too heavily on the technical or visual, then you may not notice the real flesh and blood person in your bed. Be nice, tell your woman she is hot, never shame her, and never hurt her. Work on your dirty talk, too. Try different things, but keep trying. Avoid the words climax, moist, and mom. Don't speak in a fake accent or blaccent. If you don't get an erection, we know it's usually not because of us. We look concerned because we're wondering if it will keep happening. Stay away from orgies. They take so much organizing, and I feel like your time could be better spent. Open up and try new things with someone you love. And finally, if you don't eat pussy, keep walking.